When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Guys, what would you wish you'd done before you died?
Paint a self-portrait.
Build a house.
You?
I don't know. Nothing.
If you were to die right now, how would you feel about your life?
I don't know. I wouldn't feel anything good about my life. Is that what you want to hear me say?
Get busy living. Or get busy dying.
Do. Or do not. There is no try.
Your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book?
If you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything that you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or let it slip?
The real pain in life is getting to the end of it and realizing that you left something on the table, that I had unfulfilled potential. Mm-hmm. I could have done more, and I didn't.
Right.
The most frustrating thing in the world for me is when normal people judge a man like myself on what it really takes to extract greatness from nothing.
Yes, I think it's possible for ordinary people to choose to be extraordinary.
And as far as regrets and things I wish I would have done differently, of course. Hindsight is 20/20, and looking back, of course, who wouldn't want to take another go at something and improve on the first try by doing it again? And then why not do it again and again and again? And why not just do it over and over again until you have it perfect? But the fact is, you don't get that chance. You get one shot at this gig right here. Life. One life. That's all you've got. And regret, in and of itself, it's worthless. It does nothing for you. In fact, the only valuable thing in regret is the lesson you learned, the knowledge that you gained. But walking around filled with regret gets you nothing. So, learn and move on. Don't let regret beat you down. Don't be a slave to regret. No. Let it teach you. Let it make you better. Let the fear of regret fuel you to take action today, now. To take action now to become a better person. Not filled with regret, but filled with knowledge. Filled with knowledge and strength and power, and filled with life.
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard when I was just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard and I looked out there, and I have all these epiphanies, man. I have all these moments of it's crazy, man, of this thought, because I'm always by myself. I'm always in deep thought about how to be better. And I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there just are so upset with how you lived your life. You can just regret how you lived it. And I'm running, a 300-pound man, thinking, man, don't die like this, bro.
Painful experiences and challenges come to us all. But it is through these opportunities that we build character and we grow. So if we learn from our mistakes, they're not mistakes. They're lessons we can use to do better the next time around.
If you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water, and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, I can tell you, this is not a good move. This is not a good move. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're going to be more prepared for. And the next challenge after that, you're going to be even more prepared for. And you're going to fail. 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 And then you're going to win.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
I once had a guidance counselor tell me that I shouldn't play basketball, that it would never amount to anything for me. And you know what? Much to your surprise, I took that counselor's advice.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
I took it and I used it to be the best basketball player I could be. His negativity towards me made me stronger. You can't stop people from trying to limit your dreams, but you can stop it from becoming a reality. Your dreams are up to you. I encourage you to always be curious, always seek out things you love, and always work hard once you find it.
When I was young, I had a lot of people telling me, you have to adjust to the other ones. You have to be like the other ones. I was listening, but I wasn't always following. I did my own thing.
It's about knowing where you're going, not forgetting where you started. It's about having the courage to fail. Not breaking when you're broken. Taking everything you've been given and making something better. It's about work before glory. And what's inside of you is doing what they say you can't. It's not about the shoes. It's about what you do in them. It's about being who you were born to be.
Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's gonna be the same. And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are going to be like.
Look at the last five.
Because the next five are going to be like the last five, unless you, Major Key, tomorrow, change it all.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. And I tell a lot of people, go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was... Let's say I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So this is play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big f-ing long line of people. And I made it to heaven. I'm 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. You have Adam Brown. He has a big board up, and you're talking to Adam Brown about his life. And you rip it down, and I'm next in line, David Goggins. I see my name, and I see all this shit, and God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list, and I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull-up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be.
I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed.
We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? When you guys find a fear, that fear will either create you or destroy you. I love fear. And the reason why, behind every fear is a person you want to be.
Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym. Maybe I made you think that every shot I took was a game winner. That my game was built on flash and not fire. Maybe it's my fault that you didn't see that failure gave me strength, that my pain was my motivation. Maybe I led you to believe that basketball was a God-given gift and not something I worked for every single day of my life. Maybe I destroyed the game. Or maybe you're just making excuses.
What's the holy grail between somebody taking action or not? It's one word, certainty. When you're absolutely certain that if I do this, it's going to get that result, and that result's going to change my life, you'll do it. When you think it absolutely is not going to work, you're never going
to
do it.
That's all I want you to do when you look at your dream. You say to yourself every day, it's possible. You say that every day to yourself, it's possible. Because what does that do? See, it begins to change your belief system. See, the way in which we operate, ladies and gentlemen, it's a manifestation of what we believe, what's possible for us. Whatever you've done up to this point, all that it really is a duplication, it's a reproduction of what you believe subconsciously that you deserve and what's possible for your life.
I stopped pretending to myself that I was anything other than what I was and began to direct all my energy into finishing the only work that mattered to me. Had I really succeeded at anything else, I might never have found the determination to succeed in the one arena where I believed I truly belonged. I was set free because my greatest fear had been realized and I was still alive, and so rock bottom became the solid foundation on which I rebuilt my life. You might never fail on the scale I did, but some failure in life is inevitable. It is impossible to live without failing at something, unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default.
Because ultimately, we're not the avatars we create. We are not the pictures on the film stock. We are the light that shines through. I've often said that I wished people could realize all their dreams and wealth and fame, and so that they could see that it's not where you're going to find your sense of completion. Like many of you, I was concerned about going out into the world and doing something bigger than myself, until someone smarter than myself made me realize that there is nothing bigger than myself.
I was a very public failure, and I even thought about running away from the valley. But something slowly began to dawn on me. I still loved what I did. The turn of events at Apple had not changed that one bit. I'd been rejected, but I was still in love. And so I decided to start over. I didn't see it then, but it turned out that getting fired from Apple was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. The heaviness of being successful was replaced by the lightness of being a beginner again, less sure about everything. It freed me to enter one of the most creative periods of my life. During the next 5 years, I started a company named Next, another company named Pixar, and fell in love with an amazing woman who would become my wife. Pixar went on to create the world's first computer animated feature film, Toy Story, and is now the most successful animation studio in the world.
He
is you need to put yourself in uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable scenarios, okay? If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. Let me say it again. If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. As a man, you have to understand that we as men, we do better in environments where we are uncomfortable, okay? You put pressure on a rock, it turns into a diamond.
Let me show you this. We all live inside a bubble, right? This is our world. We go to church here. We work over here. We go get our coffee over here. We go to this park over here. We usually go over here to, you know, hang out with friends. This is our favorite club. This is our world. This is our favorite spot on the beach. We all live in this bubble. What you got to do to get the life that God wants you to have, you got to put more air in your bubble. You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. Start putting some pressure on. Put some pressure on yourself. Get out here and get about it. Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things. That ain't happening. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it.
But see, here's the thing. Let the laughs, the mockery, the comments, the jokes that they cracking on the text chain, whatever it is they doing, let that be the fuel to remind you that what God is doing, people are laughing, and they're laughing because they're noticing. If they're not laughing, then you should be a little concerned about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Look, you're my best friend, so don't take this the wrong way. In 20 years, if you're still living here, coming over to my house to watch the Patriots game, still working construction, I'll kill you. That's not a threat. What? That's a fact. I'll kill you.
What are you talking about?
Look, you got something none of us.
Oh, come on. Why is it always this? I mean, I owe it to myself to do this or that. What if I don't want to?
No. You don't owe it to yourself. You owe it to me. Because tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'll be 50. And I'll still be doing it. That's all right. That's fine. I mean, you're sitting on a winning lottery ticket. You're too much of a pussy to cash it in. And that's bullshit. Because I'd do anything to have what you got. So would any of these guys. It'd be an insult to us if you're still here in 20 years. Hanging around here is a waste of your time.
Right now in life, your family's looking for that one guy right now. You're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything. Stay hard.
Lessons teach us that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity. To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts that it takes to be a champion in life.
Stop complaining about the results you didn't get from the work you didn't put in. The only way to become more successful than most people is to be willing to do something most people aren't willing to do. Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown. They say the true hell is when the person that you are meets the person that you could have been.
What the f*** are you waiting on? We sleep one third of our f***ing lives and we think we can take f***ing days off. We think we have the right to sit back and give ourselves options on which way we're going to go in life. Am I going to run today? Am I gonna work out today? Well, it's Christmas. It's New Year's. It's my birthday. Do you think time gives a f- that it's Christmas, that it's New Year's, that it's your birthday? You give yourself too many options. Let me tell you one thing. Time is running out. You keep on sitting around wondering what the you want to do. You're just going to run out of time. So make sure you do one thing. Stop following the crowd. They may take time off, but you can't afford to. Stay hard.
You're not afraid of failing. You're afraid of what other people will think of you if you fail. But if you're afraid of that, imagine what they think of you when you aren't even trying. Oh yeah, they aren't.
But I wanted to ask you something. Have you achieved your maximum potential? If your answer is no, my next question is why not? Is it a lack of self-confidence? A lack of motivation? Lack of knowledge? Whatever there is a lack of, find it. Because you cannot take any more time for granted. You don't know how much longer you're going to be here. You can do great things. It's all just a matter of, will you choose to blossom into the greatness that is within you? Or will you go by the wayside, wasting your time and potential on things that do not matter? No matter what you want to do, it's possible.
And as the saying goes, pick something you would do for free and make that your career, and you'll never live a sad day in your life.
Quit wasting time. By your own definition, it's like people shake their heads like, well, I never thought about it that way. It's like, yeah, think about it that way. Don't waste your damn life. And then you think, well, why would people be resistant to that message? It's like, well, you really want to wake up and figure out that you're wasting half your life? And you know, when people do that kind of wasting, they actually hate it.
But one of the issues that you have here is this chasm of comfortable complacency that a lot of people are caught in at the moment. Imagine that if you were to go a mile or less, you would walk it. And if you were to go more than a mile, you would drive it. Paradoxically, you would go 2 miles quicker than you would go 1 mile. So that means that sometimes worse situations can be better than better situations. And this is an issue when if you only decide to act after you cross a certain threshold of badness or whatever, you can end up being stuck in region beta. So for instance, the friend that should leave his job, really, really needs to leave his job, but it's just about passable. His boss isn't that much of a dick. Maybe the benefits are okay or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or the person that's in a relationship with someone that they really don't want to stay with, and it's not that brilliant, but it's not that bad. They don't abuse them. Everything's right. Okay. The person that stays in an apartment that's got some mold on the ceiling, but it's not too much mold and whatever. All of these people would be better off if their situations were worse.
Once upon a time, there was a young basketball player who had dreams of becoming one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
My name is Kobe Bryant. I'm 17 years old. I have the hunger, the motivation, and the desire to be the best possible basketball player that I could be.
He worked day and night, every day, for years and years and years and years and years. As time went on, 20 years had passed, and he felt that he had accomplished all that he set out to accomplish. But what he came to realize is that the goal that he set out initially of becoming the greatest of all time was a very fickle one. And what he realized that the most important thing in life is how your career moves and touches those around you, and how it carries forward to the next generation. But he realized that's what makes true greatness. The story would be about transformation of a kid looking inwardly to then growing up and understanding the importance and the power he's looking out with.
It's a great feeling to know that you set a goal for yourself and you were able to reach that goal and to knock it down.
If I had the power to turn back time, I would never use it. Now I think about it. Because then every moment that you go through means absolutely nothing, but you can always go back and do it again. So it loses its flavor. It loses its beauty. when things are final, when you know moments won't ever come again.
Have a good time. Enjoy life. It's life is too short to get bogged down, to be discouraged, or you have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling. You know, and that's what really is, this camp is about.
Look at the car he's driving. Look at the watch he's wearing. Look at the girl he's with. That's unattainable to many people, so it seems like it's valuable. But then you attained it. And then you realized, oh, this isn't valuable. This is just difficult to get. And there's a difference. There's a big difference. What's valuable is something that fulfills you intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, and lovingly. Most smart people realize that there is value in stepping outside of their comfort, that on the other side of discomfort is something valuable. We're told that worthwhile things are difficult to attain, because if they weren't difficult to attain, they wouldn't be worthwhile. This is how non-valuable but difficult things get slipped into our desires without us noticing. Attaining something worthwhile is often going to be difficult, but just because it's difficult doesn't mean it's worthwhile.
You know what? Life is short, okay? And you can't go around life carrying baggage. You can't go around life carrying resentment. You just can't do it, it's too short. You know what I mean? So you have to forgive and move on.
And so if your life isn't everything it could be, you could ask yourself, well, what would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? You'd be who knows how much more efficient.
The question is, will you put in the time? Clock's ticking. Don't half-ass it. Don't half-ass it. Boy, that never goes out of style, does it? I mean, think about it. If you're gonna do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard, if you give it your all and you don't half-ass it, win, lose, draw, get what you want, don't get what you want, whatever the outcome is, if you don't half-ass it, at least you're not going to have to wonder, ooh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all?
I always felt like I could do anything. That's the main thing people are controlled by. Thoughts, their perception of themselves. They're slowed down by their perception of themselves. If you're taught you can't do anything, you won't do anything. I was taught I could do everything.
If I see something, I see an opportunity, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
We're all going to die one day. So we live like that. Live like you could die tomorrow. You know, go for it.
How much more do you want from me?
More.
How much more successful do you want me to be?
More successful.
How many records can my records break?
More records.
But I'm the best.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
Anyway, you can be great at doing what you love to do. You got to commit to it. You can't want something but not put in the work. You know, and it doesn't matter what you're doing in life, no matter what it is. It could be a professional athlete, or it could be an artist. It could be a doctor. It could be anything in the world, a president of the United States. But you got to put the work in. And I think if you put the work in, the results will happen organically. And most important, you got to find happiness too. You know, if you're having fun, enjoying what you're doing, then it just makes it so much easier. It makes it so much easier to just like, you want to do it every day because it's something that you really enjoy doing and you don't look at it as work.
Here's to the crazy ones. The misfits. The rebels. Troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Purpose crosses disciplines. Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose. Or some of you went through something traumatic. You made it to the top of the hill, but not without scars and bruises. When completing a long climb, one first experiences dizziness, disorientation, and shortness of breath due to the high altitude. But once you become accustomed to the climb, your mind opens up to the tranquility of the triumph. Oftentimes, the mind is flooded with realizations that were for some reason harder to come to when you were at a lower elevation. At this moment, most of you need some realizations because right now you have some big decisions to make. I don't know what your future is, but if you are willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory. As is often the case, those that follow most often enjoy the results of the progress you gain. Sometimes you need to get knocked down before you can really figure out what your fight is. Everything that you fought for was not for yourself. It was for those that come after. Finally, I thought of Ali in the middle of the yard. In his elder years, drawing from his victories and his losses. At that moment, I realized something new about this, the greatness of Ali and how he carried his crown. I realized that he was transferring something to me on that day. He was transferring the spirit of the fighter in me. He was transferring the spirit of the fighter to me. He was transferring the spirit of the fighter to me.
I am a believer in the perfectibility of human beings. When we are our best selves, the possibilities are endless. There isn't a problem that we cannot solve. We can cure any disease, and we can end hunger. And without secrets, without the hoarding of knowledge and information, we can finally realize our potential.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear. Our presence automatically liberates others. Sir, I just want to say thank you. You saved my life.
I wanted to save Gotham. I failed.
Why do we force? So that we can learn to pick ourselves up.
You still haven't given up on me.
Never.
You got a dream, and you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
So what?
So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. And we're going to have to work at this every day, but I want to do that because I want you. I want all of you forever. You and me, every day. Will you do something for me? Please? You just picture your life for me? 30 years from now, 40 years from now?
Life moves pretty fast.
you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
It is not our abilities that show what we truly are. It is our choices.
All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us.
Benjamin, we're meant to lose the people we love. How else would we know how important they are to us?
And I know what I have to do now. Gotta keep breathing. Because tomorrow the sun will rise. Who knows what the tide could bring?
Friedrich Nietzsche, and he said,
Dan, drum roll, please.
Without music, life would be a mistake.
And my personal question to you is, why not you?
Eventually, you are going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life. You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that it's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. Believe in your heart of hearts that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump.
You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
Why not you be the one to make it, to start that business, to do the impossible, to do what people don't even think that anybody could do? Why can't it be you?
How do you connect this? If you can see it here and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So
intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute. Steven loves himself. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
You need to just keep living. Listen to the pain. It's both history teacher and fortune teller. Pain teaches us who we are, Wade. Sometimes it's so bad we feel like we're dying. But we can't really live till we died a little, can we?
There's no worldly possessions that should come between you and your expression. Human beings, we're a blip in existence. Death is promised.
There's a quote that I've fallen in love with. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding. Dude, the magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
A lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction and it will become reality.
The more I listen to this, the better my life gets. If they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want.
It's the what if I can pull off a miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if I can be that guy that people who call and this and that, and now I'm speaking at Tom Ferry's event.
Why not you? Why not you with good self-esteem? Why not you starting to change and setting goals? Why not you starting to make progress toward financial independence? If I can do it, you can do it.
If there is something that you feel is good, something you want to do, something that means something to you, try to do it. Because I think you can only do your best work if you're doing what you want to do And if you're doing it the way you think it should be done, and if you can take pride in it after you've done it, no matter what it is.
In life, folks, you cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. No matter what it is. Many times you say to yourself, I gotta lose weight, I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night, and the next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? What do you want? You gotta change something.
I truly believe we are all equal as human beings. If we are obsessed with something and we truly pursue our passion with everything we have, regardless of anything else, if you are obsessed, work hard, put in the time, you will succeed. And
don't be afraid to fail big, to dream big. But remember, dreams without goals are just dreams.
The real pain in life is getting to the end of it and realizing that you left something on the table, I think. That I had unfulfilled potential. Mm-hmm. I could have done more, and I didn't.
Right. If you want to be great, you want to be best ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes.
That's the truth.
It takes every second of your life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of people. It is. But if you want to go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you do, you've arrived. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the gym at 1 o'clock in the morning? You just got through doing an op for 13, 14 hours at the Ranger School, man, at the gym. What is wrong? You will never understand what is wrong with me.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up.
If you have an idea that you genuinely think is good, don't let some idiot talk you out of it.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it.
It's more socially acceptable to be our own biggest critic than it is to be our own biggest cheerleader.
Why? We all ask why we should work this hard. Why take that many classes? Why go to school that many years? You know, why take the notes? Why read the books? Why work that hard? Why put yourself through the push-ups and the disciplines? Why? Good question, why? Best answer to why, I think, is the second question. Why not? Why not see how many books you can read, how many classes you can take, how many skills you can develop? Why not see how valuable you can become to the marketplace and to your friends and to your family? Why not see what you can make of yourself? Why not see how far you can go, how much you can see, how much you can earn, how much you can share? Why not? That's the heritage all of us have in America, especially, is to see what we can make out of our lives now that we've been given this extraordinary opportunity.
Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
If you want to become successful in life, young man, he said, number one, you got to change your mindset. He said, you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are.
You're not afraid of failing. You're afraid of what other people will think of you if you fail. But if you're afraid of that, imagine what they think of you when you aren't even trying. Oh yeah, they aren't.
The quote goes like this. One day,
or day one. Greatness, it's something that truly exists in all of us. It's very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
Then I'll tell you what changed my whole life when I finally discovered it's all risky. The minute you were born, it got risky. If you think trying is risky, wait till they hand you the bill for not trying. If you think investing is risky, wait till you get the tab for not investing. See, it's all risky. Getting married is risky. Having children is risky. Going into business is risky. Investing your money is risky. It's all risky. I'll tell you how risky life is. You're not going to get out alive.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A.
Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's gonna be the same. And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are gonna be like. Look at the last five. Because the next five are gonna be like the last five, unless you, major key, tomorrow, change it all. Or change a little, or change something, or don't change. It's choice time. You can do whatever you want. But it's nice to know any day you wish you can change your whole life.
Stop complaining about the results you didn't get from the work you didn't put in. The only way to become more successful than most people is to be willing to do something most people aren't willing to do.
So I want to ask you a question. What are you afraid of? What are you scared of? Because we all have fears, don't we? We all have something that's blocking us, that's holding us back. And as we begin to look at life, what we realize is that the reason that most people are not living out their true potential and not doing all of the things that they would really like to do is because of fear.
The big question is, what am I becoming here? Because true happiness is not contained in what you get. Happiness is contained in what you become. Here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got.
Now don't you ever tell me it's something that you can't do.
The heaviest things in life aren't iron and gold, but unmade decisions. The reason you are stressed is that you have decisions to make and you're not making them.
I think that there's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different can happen. Confucius said, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
If you fake bravery when you're terrified, that is bravery. And I kind of feel like motivation is the same thing. If you do the thing when you're feeling unmotivated, that is motivation.
That's it.
Being realistic is the most commonly traveled road to mediocrity. Why would you be realistic?
Sometimes life can really hijack your mind. When that happens to you, you're all up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you fail a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
Do you love this game? I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face. I love this game. I live this game. And there's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game.
Obsession's gonna be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
You know, when you're on the way up, everyone roots for you because you remind them of their dreams. And when you're at the top, everyone tries to tear you down because you remind them of what they gave up on.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. And I tell a lot of people, go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was, let's say this. Let's say, I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So this is play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big, long line of people. And I made it to heaven. 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line, we're all sitting there in line. You have Adam Brown. He has a big board up and you're talking to Adam Brown about his life. And you rip it down, and I'm next in line, David Goggins. I see my name, and I see all this. God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list and I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be.
Let me tell you about a voice. Not this voice, but the one inside. The one that whispers. It tells me what's right and what's not. When to leave and where to go. It's not Shakespeare. It does not speak in memorable lines. My inner voice always gives it to me straight. Tells me who my real friends are. When to say yes, when to say no. Whether the person sitting next to me is the one I'll be spending the rest of my life with. Or not. Sometimes that voice is crystal clear. Go, stay, right, wrong. Sometimes it merely whispers. Don't let it drown in a noisy world. Because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice. Everybody has one. Few listen to it.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
Bottom line is, no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not. We're not wired that way. You weren't born that way. You weren't that way when you were growing up, and you're certainly not that way as an adult.
You are responsible for your life. And if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, to fix you, to even help you, you are wasting your time because only you have the power to take responsibility to move your life forward. What matters is now. This moment and your willingness to see this moment for what it is, accept it, forgive the past, take responsibility, and move forward.
So then my question was, if it isn't going to change, how will my life ever change? When you change, everything will change for you. When you get better, everything will get better for you.
Jeff, you run 120 mile a week, 2,000 pull-ups.
4,000 push-ups and hundreds of reps at the gym. You're not afraid of having the body. You're afraid of the effort. When I was in the military, we go on these instructor-led runs. Most of the time, we knew the start and end point. So on the way back, I start seeing people getting happy and because the end was near. But there were some instructors that would hear the happiness and go right on past the end point. When that happened, everybody stopped talking. Heads would stop dropping. And I start taking souls. At that time, I knew what happened in their minds. They were living off the hope factor. They hoped the instructors would stop running. They hoped the water was never cold. They hoped the weather was good. I don't live off that hope. I wish the water was cold. I wish the instructors keep on running. I wish the rain. When the end is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the you are.
Consistency doesn't guarantee that you're going to be successful, but not being consistent will guarantee that you're not successful.
Hey, shush, listen up. I want to say something. People, Earth, I need to say something. Listen to me. I hope every one of you behind your screens or in this arena can feel this level of happiness just one time in your life. I hope all of you can feel how happy I am just one time in your life. But guess what? You never feel this level of happiness if you don't go for something in your own life. When they knock you down, when they try on you, when they talk about you, and they try to put their foot on your neck, if you stay down, you will never ever get that resolve. Fortify your mind and feel this level of happiness as you rise one time in your life. But I'm blessed to be able to feel this again and again and again and again and again.
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it, nor do I have the time or energy to force you into that place that I know you have to be to do it. There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might fucking happen.
Yo, so through all these things in life, man, to be your best person, you have to find your best self. And to do that, you can't stay in a comfortable world.
Like when you're running, I know you hate running, but you do it and you do it very well.
Right.
Is it something you tell yourself in your head and it's kind of like a mantra that you keep telling yourself in your head to keep doing it?
Well, it's something I tell myself daily. So I make sure I do at least one thing every day that sucks. It could be for an hour. It could be for 2 hours. Sometimes it's for 10 hours. But every day I do something to strengthen the mind. We're all looking for this great mythical mental toughness. Mental toughness doesn't come from sitting on the couch. It doesn't come from wishing it would come true. It comes from putting in the work, and you have to start developing your mindset. Mindset is not developed by wishing. Mindset is developed by doing and actually putting into practice. The mind wants to have control over you. You need to have control over your own mind. So that's all about the mental health. Your mind's going to always guide you in a spot that wants to make you feel comfortable and nice and secure. And it's in those spots that there's no growth. Without friction, there's no growth. Judge yourself against no one but yourself. You're racing against no one but yourself. And when you continuously think that when you compare yourself to other people, you are losing the race. And it's like, this race is you against you, man. So don't get caught up in all this out here, the social media, and this is where I'm at, and this is what I'm doing, and this is how great I am. Leave all that behind, man. Worry about yourself, worry about what you're doing, and worry about where you're going, and only where you're going to be your best self.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. Because that's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. inside of me it has been. As soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for you. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough or warm enough in here, I'm going to show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things. That ain't happening. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it.
When you had that third failure in a row, did you think, I need to pack this in?
Never.
Why not?
I don't ever give up. I mean, I'd have to be dead or completely incapacitated.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing.
To all of you watching here, come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see.
I feel to be at the pinnacle of any game. In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else.
Now, like I was telling you before, if you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business. If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. It's some really, really wonderful ordinary people. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category. Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. It ain't but 24 hours in a day. You cannot be sleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life and your ass was sleep.
When you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is and your life is just to live your life inside the world, try not to bash into the walls too much, try to have a nice family life, have fun, save a little money. But life, that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. The minute that you understand that you can poke life and actually something will, you know, if you push in, something will pop out the other side, that you can change it, you can mold it.
Nelson Mandela said, "There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living."
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
I don't want to live in a hole anymore. It makes me feel poor.
We are poor, but we're happy.
Come see, come sa. Anyway, the views are better above ground. Honey, I'm 7 non-Fox years old now. My father died at 7 and a half. I don't want to live in a hole anymore. And I'm going to do something about it.
Some people, it's attractive, and they go, I want to do that too. Like, you seem pretty happy despite all the stress you're under. Like, how are you doing that? And I'll tell people that because I create my own, and my own is way harder than whatever I'm facing in the world. And that's how I mitigate the stress of success and pressure and criticism and all that stuff. Like, I do to myself way worse than they're ever going to do to me. So that's how I mitigate it. Also, I calm my body. I calm my mind through calming my body, and I calm my body through work. I make it work, and I make myself do things that are very uncomfortable, that I don't want to do. And by doing that, I develop this strength and perseverance. And some people hear that and I'm like, I don't even want to do that. I don't want to take a fucking nap. You're exhausting me. I'm like, I'm not you. I don't want to do that. And they just like, it takes them away from that. And I'm like, you don't even have to do that. Mm-hmm. Just go for a fucking walk every day. It sounds like it's easy to do, but there's going to, when that walk comes, when you look at your clock, oh, it's 8 o'clock, time to go for that walk. You're like, I don't want to walk. I'll just rather play video games. I don't want to walk. I'd rather like read emails. I don't want to walk. I'd rather like scroll through TikTok. But if you just force yourself to go for that fucking walk every day, you will develop mental perseverance. You will develop some tenacity. You'll develop the ability to force yourself into work. And it doesn't have to be grueling. It just has to be a thing that you have to do.
Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, when your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't have support anymore. There comes a fucking day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and shit just fucking burns and sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your fucking ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much fucking pain and commitment. You were scared you're going to fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something fucking hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success to remind you of what you could have been. And then the fucking spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age, it can happen at a later age. It's going to happen to somebody every, you know, no matter what, it's going to happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank your lucky stars that finally you're alive. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. Superior, man. It's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it and they're willing to work their f***ing ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance. And it wasn't about being the hardest fucking worker in the room.
Do you ever have a day where you just think, I can't be asked to do anything. I'm not going for a run. I'm not stretching. I'm doing nothing.
Every day.
Yeah. So you have the thought, but you don't have the day.
Every day.
Do you ever let yourself have a day where you just watch Netflix?
Never, because
guess Netflix.
I'm haunted. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. There may be some days I get up with poopy pants, and I'm like, you know what, man? Fuck this, man. Like, what am I training for?
Yeah.
I have no race in the docket. Why am I having this such a structured life? Why? And I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'm done. I retire every day.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. And I sit around and I say, okay. And then this is my thought process. So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. You want to go back to who you were, huh, David?
Like, and you have that conversation with yourself every day.
Not every day, it's those bad days. It's those bad days. I see a whole bunch of people walking around out here who have no idea how talented they truly are. Now I'm talking about talent, like some God-given ability. Talent that sometimes you have to hone, you have to work on, you have to harness yourself.
and they just walk around just on their phones, just clueless to how powerful they are.
Nietzsche said, "I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges."
You're born alone and you die alone, and this world just drops a bunch of rules on top of you to make you forget those facts, but I never forget it. I'm living like there's no tomorrow, because there isn't one.
Sometimes you can try so hard at something. Sometimes you can be so prepared and still fail. And with every time you fail, it's painful, causes sadness. And especially as I saw last night, it causes disappointment. I've often said a man's character is not judged after he celebrates a victory but by what he does when his back is against the wall. So no matter how great the setback, how severe the failure, you never give up. You never give up. You pick yourself up, you brush yourself off, you push forward, you move on, you adapt, you overcome. That is what I believe. But I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to those people who still believe. Tonight, I speak to those who still proudly stand in my corner. You have not given up on me, and I will not give up on you.
Nietzsche said, "I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges."
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.